All right, the Broncos and Cowboys. It is the hottest ticket in town come Friday night. The Broncos coming off a sluggish start to the season. Let's put it there. Let's put it kindly like that. One man who's in control trying to help them this season is the assistant coach. He's also the Origin coach. He's also one of the greatest halves the Broncos have produced. Kevvy Walters, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you, mate?
Very well. Where have I found you, the Salvo?
Oh, I'm at actually First Match. They've just announced that they'll be signing on with the Broncos for 5 more years. So exciting news for the club off the field. Some great sponsors have been involved with the Broncos, and particularly First Match, who I believe that'll be 11-year partnership now once we get through that. So they've been a magnificent supporter. Yeah, it's a long time. So these things can happen so the players can do their stuff on the field. But unfortunately, no good last Thursday night against the Dragons. Very disappointing, to be frank with you.
Yeah.
But hopefully things can turn around a bit for this week against the Cowboys.
All right, Cody Nikorima, Anthony Milford came under a lot of fire for the fact that they weren't controlling the game. Now, as a half yourself, how did you see it?
Oh, look, I don't agree with those comments. You know, I think the problem for the team was they just couldn't sort of control the ball too much and kept dropping it and the like. So, you know, when that's just, if that happens, everything goes out the window, basically. And, you know, your halves are the last ones that you can't really blame anyone except those sort of dropping the ball. But it was more of a team thing there. They were sharing the mistakes around as well. So, yeah, I think you'll see a much improved performance this week, you know, against the Cowboys. Certainly, training yesterday and today has been a lot better, a lot more positive around what needs to happen. So I'm expecting, and certainly Wayne is as well, you know, a big improvement from our guys.
I heard it was a marathon session yesterday. I caught the beginning of it, and I think I may have caught the middle of it, and I think I may even caught nearly the end of it, Kevvy. It went for some time yesterday. How long did you run them today?
Oh, a bit shorter today, but obviously yesterday was still a fair way away from the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wayne had to do a few things that needed to be done, and it was, you know, two good sessions this week. We've got one to go on Thursday before into the Cowboys game, so there's been some definite improvement this week, I've got to say, around our training. And that's going to hopefully, normally when you're training pretty well, it transpires into games. So we're looking for a much improved performance against the Cowboys on Friday night.
What about Andrew McCulloch, mate? How many minutes are you expecting from him on Friday?
Oh, well, he'll start this week, obviously. I think that was possibly an error from the coaching staff more than anyone else. So Andrew's back into the number 9 jumper and starting this week. So, you know, he's a 200-plus gamer for the Broncos and really knows what it's all about. And I think he'll add a lot of stability, both in defence and also with our attack structures as well. He'll be very helpful for Milf and Cody, certainly you know, helping them steer the team around the park.
He's
a very experienced player.
Very much so. And he's the man who touches the ball the most too. So it sort of starts and finishes with him, doesn't he? Those passes need to be crisp and heading out to
crisp and on the money and going to the right people. And also defensively as well, I think whilst he's not a big player in that regard, he's certainly very capable, very reliable. Of course, he was the Paul Morgan medal winner last year of the Broncos. So judged their best player in season 2017. So he'll be a welcome addition to the starting side, and I think you'll see, you know, some vast improvements both in defence and also with our attack, with Andrew taking the field, you know, first off from kick-off.
Now, Kevvy, I don't know if you heard me go through the Cowboys team before. Michael Morgan named on an extended bench. You expect to face him Friday night?
Oh, I think so. I think reports that I saw after the game, before the game, I think he was every chance of playing, you know, on Saturday night for the Cowboys against the Sharks, but they, being early in the season, they opted to rest him, and are expecting Michael to, you know, take his place in the side. If he doesn't, they've got some bloody good player there in Thierry Martin, who's done a fabulous job at the end of last season, end of this year. Of course, Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott back for the Cowboys, so you know, they've got a pretty big pack and some good players in their halves. So
they've got the best pack in the comp.
Well, on paper they have, and things don't always add up on paper, but they've got some real quality and experience there, you know, with Matt Scott, McLean, and then Tom Malolo, Ethan Lowe.
you just list them off, don't you?
Yeah, and then they got a bloke called Callan Hess coming off the interchange. So, you know, and again, we saw him pretty destructive the other night against the Sharks. So
exactly.
Hopefully he can't be as damaging, you know, against the Broncos on Friday.
Mate, one final one, just on a personal note. How hard is it to, I guess, divorce yourself from the Queensland role, and you want all those players you just mentioned from the Cowboys to do well, but you don't want them to do well against you on Friday night?
Oh, look, these games, regardless of my position, you know, with Origin, they're always fantastic battles. Both teams put it on the line. There's lots of Queenslanders, lots of Origin players amongst both teams. And so that's great from my point of view. You want to see these guys challenged early in the season in the bigger games where there's going to be obviously a pretty big crowd there at Suncorp. And a fair bit of pressure on both teams as well. Even though it's round two, these are games that you want to win. So you want to win every game too, but these ones have that little bit more special spice in them, I suppose. And, you know, we're expecting that on Friday night. And they've got most of their big guns in. If Michael Morgan plays, they'll be basically full strength, probably minus Lachlan Coote. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're going to be very strong, very formidable. Lots of Origin experience in their side. But likewise, the Broncos, they've got some good players in there as well. And we're expecting them to lift the standard from last Thursday night.
It is going to be a belter indeed. Kevy, thanks for the chat this afternoon, mate. I'll let you get back to it. Kevy Walters, he's the assistant coach there at the Broncos. So there we go. It's an interesting one. Put his hand up along with the rest of the coaching staff saying we maybe got it wrong with Andrew McCulloch starting off the bench last week.